All right, so, good afternoon. We're on the record, and this is the appeal of Michael Burge. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and it's case number 1180225.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you Michael Burge?
That's me.
Okay, and so will you state and spell your full name for the record, please?
Yes, Michael Brendan Burge, MichaelBrendanBurge.
Okay, thank you. And Lauren Burge is not going to be here after all?
No, she had to cover a shift at work.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Got me today.
So you're the lucky one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my name is Hella Rohde, and I'm the hearings officer. And we have some preliminary things to cover, and then I'll swear you in and you can testify, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So we are recording this hearing, and the recording will be available to you in 1 to 3 days. If you want, it can be available on our website, and you can access it through our through the case number,
mm-hmm.
or you can opt out of having it on the website, and if you need it later, you can get it via CD.
Oh,
here.
Okay.
So what would you like to do?
On the website is fine for now.
Okay, good. All right. And, all right, did you get a chance to look over the statement of rights?
I did, yes.
Okay, and do you have any questions about that?
No, pretty okay. Straightforward.
Yeah. Okay, any rights that you'd like to assert?
No, none specifically.
Okay, so the clerk gave me exhibits 14 through 21, which you brought in today,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Yes.
And then I have previously exhibits 1 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any objection to any of the exhibits 1 through 21?
Just a minor thing is that I do notice most of the pictures are from Google Maps, and it seems like they might be a little misleading or out of date as far as what's going on with the business there currently.
Okay, we can discuss their accuracy. I'll go ahead and admit them, and you can tell me what you disagree with.
That sounds
okay?
Great, yeah.
Okay, great. So I'll admit exhibits 1 through 21 with the understanding that you have a couple of issues with the Google Maps photographs. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Good. And can I verify your mailing address, please?
Yes, that is 225 Northeast 76th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97213.
Okay, is there an apartment number?
No, that's the full address.
Okay, great. So this is an administrative hearing, and as you probably noticed, it's not as formal as a court hearing.
Thank goodness.
But we do kind of follow the same general concepts of testimony and swearing in and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So before you testify, I'll swear you in. But first, let me cover a couple more things. I'm a neutral decision maker. I can only decide, however, under the code, I can only decide whether the tow is valid or not valid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide, well, it was, you know, it was valid, but it wasn't really fair, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also can't reduce the cost of the tow.
Got it.
Let's see, we've already done exhibits. We've covered everything pretty quickly here. Are you ready to be sworn in?
Yes.
All right, raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth and nothing but the truth in this hearing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so why don't you tell me what happened from your perspective? And then you can ask questions, and I can ask, or you can't ask questions of me, of course, but you can present your testimony. And if it is a question I can answer without testifying, I'll try.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Go ahead.
So this is a parking spot which is in the neighborhood where my wife works currently. We obviously have parked all over that neighborhood, both of us separately and together. On this particular day, we had parked in this same spot that we've parked in many times before without any issues. Pretty much any given day of the week during business hours, this spot is taken by cars that I've never seen one towed out before, and I've been in the neighborhood quite a bit. The other side of the door in front of which this parking spot sits is seating in a bar, some tables and chairs. So it's not really a door that the business uses during business hours or ever has posted that they use during business hours, and haven't put up any signs about it, certainly. So it's a little bit confusing that we have parked there many, many times in the past for hours and have never been towed in the past, but it seems like this particular day was different for one reason or another.
Oh, okay. So the... I see. So the area behind the door, mm-hmm. it's like one of those roll-up doors?
Exactly. For like summertime when it's warm outside and nice, they'll open it up so that people can experience the open air while they're sitting there drinking and eating. I think the pictures I submitted are a little more representative of that because the Google Earth or Google Map ones don't reflect that there's like a window now on the sliding doors, and you can kind of see the inside of the bar from there.
Okay, so they're not sliding doors, they're more like roll-up doors?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's a window in there now?
I believe there's a window across the door. I think I have the other photo here. Let me confirm that.
I think I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Exhibit 15, where the red starts, there's a window, and then there's a door, and then there's a roll-up door.
Yes,
that has
yes,
a piece
exactly.
of glass in it.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah.
Or something see-through in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that you were parked in front of that roll-up door.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's open in Exhibit 15?
Yes, I believe so. I'm sorry, I don't have my exhibits in front of me, so I don't have the numbers to go off of.
Oh, okay.
The ones that I presented today. I just brought one copy.
Okay. Well, let me have the guard hand you that one, because I do want to clarify that that's where you were parked.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, so the way that cars were lined up on that day, I believe like probably a quarter of our car was in front of the sliding door with the window there.
Okay.
And then...
Point to it again.
That one there.
Oh, in the gray building?
Yeah, I believe so. Unless, is there a conflicting...
Oh, I thought you were parked in front of the red building.
Oh, you know what? Let's see. It's unclear. These photos are rough. Yeah, I believe the way that cars were lined up, we were about halfway between the gray and the red building.
Okay, did you bring the photos that the clerk gave you this afternoon from the city, Exhibit 7?
Let me see here.
Do you know where the exhibit numbers are?
Yes. Here we go. Sorry.
Okay. They're like the little sticky.
Yes, uh-huh. Number 7.
Okay, mm-hmm. So number 7, it has your license plate in the left upper left photo,
mm-hmm.
and then it has something in the upper right photo. And then down below that, it shows your car, I believe it's your car, you can confirm that,
mm-hmm.
Parked about halfway through the roll-up door there.
Correct, yes.
And is that the same roll-up door that's in this photo that you...
Oh, no, those are two separate roll-up doors. Apologies. That one's not visible in this photo, Exhibit 7.
Okay, I think I'm going to get too confused if I don't have you have photos or you don't have the exhibit numbers marked.
Mm-hmm.
So would you hand that back, and I'm just
yeah.
going to ask the clerk to kindly make photos of these or photocopies of these. Too many rolling doors.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a short break. We'll go record. Thank you. All right. So let's look at Exhibit 15, which should be on top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where was your vehicle parked in relation to the doors shown on the right-hand side?
The gray building's doors?
I don't know whether you were parked in front of the gray building or the red building.
It looks to me, based on Exhibit 7, I think I was...
Were you the one who parked the car that day?
Yes, okay. I was.
All right. Okay, so it looks to you like what?
Like I'm parked actually clearly in front of the red building. I think we might have just mixed up the spot, it would appear.
So you were parked in front of the red building?
Yes. Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay. Where?
About halfway into the driveway for the roll-down door there.
Okay, about one halfway into driveway for the roll-down door. And what is on the other side of that roll-down door?
It's a storefront, it looks like. You can see in Exhibit 19, looks like there's a label for a storefront of some type.
Okay, so when you were earlier talking about the bar, you were talking about the gray building?
Yeah, I hadn't had a chance to look over the exhibits.
Oh, okay.
These pictures, the small ones here, are kind of rough, so I was having trouble, I think. I think I mixed them up, so.
Okay. So the gray building doesn't really have anything to do with this case?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Okay. So you're looking at Exhibit 19, and there's a...
Looks like there's a roll-across barricade there.
Like the screen kind of a thing?
Yeah, the door is up, but it's one of those metallic crisscross barricades.
Okay, and it says something like brace and bit?
Yes.
All right, so that indicates that's a business of some sort?
It would appear so, yeah.
Okay, and that's where your car was parked?
Yes, halfway through that, it looks like.
Okay, and do you know whether that's one of the roll-up doors? I think I was referring to the door further down the street as mm-hmm. a roll-up door, but I don't know if this is a roll-up door or not. Do you?
It's definitely a roll-up door. You can see in Exhibit 21, it's rolled halfway up, and that metallic barricade appears to still be across the bottom. So it seems like they're primarily, if it's rolled up halfway like that in one of our photos, I don't know what their practice with it is, but it seems like it's not being used to actually bring anything in or out.
But we don't know that.
No.
Okay. Okay. So you submitted a lot of photos. Is there anything else you'd like to point out on these photos that is relevant to your case?
No, nothing in particular. I mean, just it's a pretty regular spot for a lot of people in the neighborhood to park in front of this same business, and it doesn't seem to be a problem most of the time. But I guess I can't speak to how many tows are coming from in front of there.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
I just know that
none of us can.
Yeah, I just know that we personally have parked there several times in the past and never had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been working in that neighborhood for roughly 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks like there are several driveways with non-standard doors or garages or mm-hmm. whatever along that strip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the future, I would just be more careful along there.
Definitely.
And just because someone else parked there and got away with it doesn't mean that everyone will. Also, just because you have previously done it and not been towed doesn't mean you can't be towed this time or someone mm-hmm. else can't be towed the next this time.
I think all in all, it might be a good idea for them to have some kind of signage on their door or somewhere there just saying, like, please don't block during such and such hours. But, I mean, it's obviously a suggestion I should put through them.
Yeah, it's probably a better suggested to the business than
certainly.
To the city.
Mm-hmm.
They can also get, as I understand it, permission to paint from the city.
Yeah, which wouldn't
yellow lines or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another possibility. Okay. So anything else you'd like to comment on, either the photos or the exhibits or your exhibits?
No, that all, I think we've talked about most of it.
We've covered that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. I'm also going to give you this flyer, which doesn't have anything to do with your case necessarily. So I'm going to go off the record, and then I'll explain that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Off the record. So there's something called